Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
So I'll bring Garrett in on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of course, Garrett going to be with us this weekend on Sunday, leading you up to kickoff here on the home of the Browns. Must listen. Garrett got people heated up last week when he said Baker had to have a big performance and had to throw the football. We all made fun of him. And then look at what Baker did. So, Garrett, with Odell Beckham out of the lineup, what does this mean for Jarvis moving in to that number one wide receiver slot for the Browns?
I hope he's ready. He might want to get his Neosporin and his, his ibuprofen and whatever else he got ready, because I know you're out here playing hurt right now. He's about like 75%, but he better get ready because he's going to get the football. I think you're going to see Baker Mayfield continue to throw this football because it's going to be a little different with OBJ out, but the field is going to shrink a little more. The field is going to be restricted a little more, and it's going to be a little more difficult for Jarvis to actually do the things Jarvis loves to do, which is be able to work underneath. Be able to just, find spots in the zone and sit down, because now there's really no really crazy vertical threat. But, Jarvis, you'll see more of Jarvis what it looked like in 2018. And he's capable of, putting up numbers still. So, but get ready. He's going to be worked.
Garrett Bush joining us on the hotline right now. Garrett, because you almost what Lima just said, you're almost like Nostradamus right there, where you brought up how many yards he was supposed to have. Because the weather looked like it was bad. You and I both predicted high scoring outcomes, so at least we got that one. At least I got that part right with you. But you were fantastic about that. Over these next six games, the DVOA, which a lot of people make a big deal about, and still it's always hard to figure out the formula. I always have to redo it every year. But over the next six games, they're playing some defenses that are not as good as we thought they were going to be this year. This is one of them coming up this weekend. Now, we already talked about Cincinnati. Is this where Baker Mayfield seals his extension, or the opportunity for Baker Mayfield to really seal his extension?
This is the time period in which Baker Mayfield, like I said, he can shut a lot of people up. A lot of people were tough on Baker. I was vocal on his play this year. He can shut a lot of people up. Because what's going to happen is he's going to have an opportunity to throw the football. And the Browns will win now because of Baker Mayfield. You look at it, and now all of a sudden this roster with all the great talent that we look at throughout the throughout the first part of the year, and we look at it on paper, that talent is not really there. You look at Hooper, out. He should be out, but he should be coming back. But he's been out the last two games. Your best offensive lineman in Teller has been out the last few games. Nick Chubb out. He's been out for the majority of, the middle part of the season. Best receiver, OBJ, out the rest of the season. So if they win games, it's going to be because Baker Mayfield is doing what he did in the last, in the second half against the Bengals. So he's going to get credit for all of that, He's going to be getting credit for finding Hollywood Higgins and Peoples-Jones and whoever they decide, Bryant and whoever he decides to throw the football to. So, of course, this is going to be a great opportunity for him to put a stamp on the game and a great opportunity for him to remind people why he was a number one pick. Also, he's going to get a lot of this stuff put on his shoulders if he doesn't play well.
All right, Garrett, I want to talk to you. We're talking to Garrett Bush. You can catch us on the lead up to NFL football coming up this Sunday on the Fan Sunday tailgate. So Kareem Hunt, the last 3 weeks with Chubb out, they went against two really good rushing defenses in Indianapolis and Pittsburgh, and he did not fare all that well. And against Cincinnati, which you thought he would have been able to gash them, he had a couple nice runs, but still, over the last three games, his average is below average. It just hasn't been the same. No Wyatt Teller. What have you seen out of him the last few weeks? Do you think it shows how banged up he really is?
First of all, I think Kareem Hunt is banged up a little bit. I also think they need to get him the ball a little more in the screen game. I thought they would use the screen more this year. If there's one critique I got for Kevin Stefanski is, you know, he has not used the screen game and used Kareem Hunt.
I said the same thing. That was in Kansas City, what he was making. Mm-hmm. He did it here in Cleveland against the Browns for the Chiefs. And I'm like, I can't believe what I just saw. Him look like a video game a player when he was able to just get to the house easily. And I'd like to see more of that stuff.
100. He's a guy that could put capable of getting 100 yards each and every game that he plays, and you're going to see that he's going to need him more than ever now with OBJ being out. And I also think that, I'm always my crystal ball is working, but I can admit when I'm wrong on certain things. I do think that the Browns do miss Chubb. I think that they run the ball a different way when you have both of those guys in the game, because they got two different distinctive running styles, running patterns. And it's different. It's just different when you got a fresh Kareem Hunt coming at you with a different attack, coming in the game second and being fresh when Chubb has already, bruised you for three, four quarters. It's just a different type of mentality. But I think it'll get better, because I actually think Baker Mayfield is going to be throwing the ball a lot more. And I've always said, in this league now, you have to throw the ball in order to set up your run game. And I think you're going to see if Baker can get people off the line of scrimmage and continue to make some of these throws, you'll see some running lane. You'll see some availability of Hunt getting an opportunity to see some advantageous numbers in the box.
I'll go even a step further here, Gary. You mentioned Nick Chubb coming back. I'm willing to say, gosh, if they beat the Raiders on Sunday, someone's going to have to bring me down from the clouds here, because you'll go into a bye week at 6-2, and you should be getting Nick Chubb back. Well, might be getting Nick Chubb back, according to Kevin Stefanski. You probably will be getting Wyatt Teller back. You're playing Houston, who has been certainly not what people thought Houston was going to be. Philadelphia's kind of – I think Philadelphia's going to get healthy, so they're a little bit up and down. But, boy, you're looking at something that could end up being pretty special, at least during the regular season with this team, Garrett.
So, man, listen, you set yourself up great. This has trap game written all over it. You got an emotional win. You came out, Baker, put a stamp. This was a signature game for him. You know, everybody, I told him, this was Baker's flu game. This is Baker's Michael Jordan flu game. Like, he put a stamp on something. He's feeling good about himself. Now he has to go in this game against the Raiders, and he's at home. If you can go to 6-2 and you can get the bye week, you can get some of your best players back healthy. Now you can start utilizing more of your playbook again. This has an opportunity for Cleveland Browns to turn this into something special. And then you just have to start asking yourself, does this mean that the Browns are going to be eligible to make a move in certain areas or bring in some more talent in that they wouldn't have done if they weren't 6-2, because 6-2 is something that you got a shot. You got a shot to do something cool.
Garrett, one more thing. We got to talk about Miles. He has been so insane this year, but can we really expect him to just get a strip sack fumble and change a game every week? What has the defense got to do if he doesn't come up with one of those great takeaways?
Right now he's playing in that zone. Right now he's playing – the Browns, for once, have one of those players. We've always asked for the Browns, why can't we get one of those guys? Why can't we have one of those dudes that affect the game? And it just seems like they're always by the ball. and we watched people in Baltimore and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and people in Pittsburgh with Polamalu and Harrison and some of those guys that they've had. We finally got one of those guys, and right now he's just not taking no for an answer. He's always been talented, but I think you're starting to see that he's running the ball down. I think it was a reverse against the Bengals that could have went for a touchdown. And you watch that play, Myles Garrett chases this guy backside, makes the tackle. They did gain about 25 yards, but in that play it shows that Myles Garrett is all over the field, and he's also using hustle plays and with a high motor. I think Myles Garrett, to me, if he continues, he's going to be Defensive Player of the Year. I think he's just determined, and I think he's using last year's motivation because I think he thought he should have had it last year if he wouldn't have got suspended.
Garrett. All right, great stuff, Garrett. Great stuff. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Getting ready for football this weekend. Can't wait.
Man, I can't wait to talk to your boys. Get ready to go. 6-2 going into the bye. We need this one.
100. Okay, see ya.
Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Garrett.
Oh, Lyman's taking over the wheel there. He's the captain now. Okay.
Well, right. I saw some business news.
Yeah, that's why I was just going to let you go ahead and read that business news, and I was going to go ahead and finish it up there. We thank Garrett very much, and you can listen to him tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m. with the Barbershop, 8 to noon, right here on 92.3 The Fan. 820 Phil Steele up next. It's the Friday Five. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.